It's 8:43 on this Tuesday morning with the Musers. Check in with the Invasion from SEC Media Days coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But first, this is great. This happened while we were away. It's big news when one of our big teams gets a new head coach, and joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the new head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. We say good morning to Dusty May. How are you?
Hey, guys. It's great to be on with you guys. I'm excited to be on with you guys. Not only that, but I'm just really excited to be part of an organization like the Dallas Mavericks, you know, from the front office to the coaching staff with the players, and especially the Mavericks fans. The Mavericks have the best fans of any sports organization outside of teams like the Lakers and the Yankees and the Cubs and the Crimson Tide and Argentina and, you know, a bunch of other places.
Yeah, outside of those.
Outside of those.
Well, a lot of people are excited to have you here. Now, you do come to town with no NBA experience at all. Yeah. Do you see that as something you can overcome?
I appreciate that, Craig. I knew that question was gonna pop up, and I look forward to getting to know you better. I know there's a lot of doubters out there, and I know that I kind of look like your generic suburban neighbor that you never really talked to except the one time he wandered over to compliment you on your new Toro recycler. Before the conversation quickly petered out, he wandered off to go correct his 9-year-old son who's tearing up his stepsister's graduation sign out of the front yard. But I'm really excited becoming your new Mavericks coach.
Yeah. And I guess to make you feel at home, you guys draft a Michigan player, Morez Johnson.
Yeah, Morez, I promise you, this Michigan player is going to be a lot better than Taco Charlton or Mozzie Smith.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Look, Morez is a great player. I saw that at Michigan. I saw that also at Michigan another time. And, you know, so Mavs fans, rest assured, this guy's good.
Okay.
All right. Well, welcome to our town. It's really hot here. I hope you're getting used to the Texas heat.
It is. It's a hot one today. As you can tell, I don't know if you can tell. I can't really. It's kind of affecting me a little bit, this heat.
How so?
I'm from Michigan. But we're all going to try to stay cool today and make it through these hot summer days. And even though I have a voice that sounds like vocal cords that slid down a cheese grater and landed into a bowl of Winston-Salem. I really think this is going to be a great basketball season, and I think cheeseburgers are a great menu item and other obvious and innocuous things.
Well, I guess it makes you a better coach when you have somebody like Cooper Flagg.
It does. I tell you, I know I sound like Jackass's Steve-O, and I look like WFAA's Ted Madden. But I really think Cooper Flagg's going to be a superstar in this league for a long time, and I'm really excited about that and a lot of other things that are going on.
Well, and among those other things that are going on, you get your point guard and Kyrie Irving back from injury. How does he look to you so far?
Look, I know a lot. I love Kyrie, and I know that he's can be controversial. A lot of people think he's too injured or he's old. You know, everyone's not a fan of every player, and I know that I sound like I got hit in the throat with a fence post decorated with hot glued marbles that have been chiseled into fine points with Lowe's Cobalt store branded dead blow hammers. But I watched Kyrie work out this morning, and I felt like I was watching Mozart sit down to paint. It was just amazing.
Well,
this guy, he wants to win, and I say that not only as a guy who knows basketball, but also as a guy who got an elbow in the larynx from Andre the Giant right before he ran a snowmobile into a clothesline and then went to the Tony Romo School of Speech Therapy.
Andre the Giant, really?
So I'll see you guys later.
Wait. Mozart was music.
Glad to be here.
Mozart was music.
We need a weekly with Dusty May.
Yes, man. Basketball season just got that much better.